missed the wiring in there.
All right, hold on, let me...
Get the water before it soaks up in this thing, okay?
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's smelly and milky.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Nice, sweet turn.
Yes! Timmy the James Henson, this right here.
You know what it is!
Yes, well, you should at this point. This right here is...
You know what it is!
Distorted View Daily. Alexis Cade Tyler knows what it is. Back for the Friday show. It's going to be posted late, though. You'll probably hear this on Saturday. And I start the program off today with some sad news. I'm sure you guys have been following this story. Everyone seems to be talking about this. The world is paying attention. I, of course, am talking about...
You know what it is!
How could you not know what I'm about to say? But of course I've got to mention it. Yes, comedian Gallagher has collapsed. He was performing his act in Minnesota when he fell. Beforehand, he was complaining about numbness in his arm or pain in his chest or something. I don't know if he got to the watermelon smashing portion of his act. Quite frankly, if I was in the audience, I would feel cheated. If you have tickets to his upcoming show in Chicago, shame on you. Shame on you. And B, I don't think you're going to be seeing Gallagher. He's going to be in the hospital for a while. One thing I did not know about Gallagher was that he is huge in Japan, apparently. I didn't know this. The Japanese are taking it very, very hard over there. And right now on Twitter, there is an outpouring of support with the trending topic, Pray for Japan. I guess it's sort of like Jerry Lewis in The French. Those uptight Japanese people just love to see the crazy white man let loose with a sledgehammer on fruit. It is kind of funny because the thing about Gallagher is true. He did collapse, suffered a heart attack. The news came at a horrible time. If you're a celebrity and something horrible happens to you, that should be dominating the news. But Gallagher seemed to have collapsed about 10 minutes after the Japanese earthquake and tsunami and all that other bullshit. I will say this. I love that the trending topics on Twitter include Pray for Japan, followed by Godzilla. Just fucking monsters on Twitter. No, those are a bunch of Distorted View listeners who started that. Of course everyone knows what's going on in Japan, really. Like a lot of you, my heart went out to those affected. And really, the way I show and express my feelings is through poems, believe it or not. I don't usually share them with you, but I thought I would recite one today. This is called Unwavering Spirit. Pussy droppings, sweet sticky cunt snot, from the drooling lips of labia to the canyons of my waiting mouth. The juices of sex cover my face. Why, yes, I'll have a second steaming bowl of cream of snatch soup, as long as you're my broth. Pink and stretched, wet and wild, flapping lower lips, engorged love button aching for my attention. No, yes, no, yes, shh, that's enough for now. You'll be late for your history exam. Fourth period bell rings as the sound of my van door slides shut. Don't forget your brats folder, I yell, as a string of female ejaculation covers both sides of my open mouth. She doesn't hear me. She never hears me. The end. Global tragedies tend to get my creative juices flowing. I mean, I don't write poems about the tragedy, because that's a fucking downer. You write what you know. And I know all about underage sex. If it makes you feel any better, the girl in the poem I'm talking about was Japanese. An exchange student. They're easier to trick. You just coax them with some Hello Kitty, you know, sour candies or something. All right. Sanrio! Ah, yeah, Sanrio! All right, moving on. You know, Sideshow members get to hear a segment I do on Thursdays. You know, Thursday programs tend to be Sideshow exclusive. I have a segment called Heavy Bertation Thursday. A lot of you non-paying members probably don't know what the hell that is. The name comes from that famous bit of audio where a news reporter just starts talking gibberish.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead, Terrace, those for the bit. The head of the pit.
So the bit, Heavy Bertation Thursday, just features audio from people speaking gibberish. You can't understand what the hell these people are saying. That's what Heavy Bertation Thursday is all about. I've got a special Friday edition to give you non-paying members a little taste of it.
Heavy Bertation, I don't know what to say. Heavy Bertation, Shabba Shabba Shiki Shen. Heavy Bertation, I don't know what to say. It's Heavy Bertation Thursday.
Friday edition. Ding. Corey sent this clip in. This is fascinating. This is some guy. He's considered a patient. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he doesn't really know how to speak. He speaks gibberish, pretty much.
Hold on, hold on.
And tell me, why is it that you're moving, actually?
Tunnel.
I love that in his, like, crazy language, there's only one word, tono.
Tunnel.
At least with the news reporter, it sort of sounded like she was trying, like Heavy Bertation, Derridin, you know, all sorts of different gibberish words, not just one,
tono.
Well...
Is it because the kids have grown and
Tono
house
Tono Tono Tono
Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono
ready for a smaller place?
Tono.
Is she understanding him?
Is reasonable. Less to keep up.
Tono
Tono
Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono Tono
Christ.
Tono.
Now, all your children are grown, right?
Tono!
Tono.
How did I know he was going to say that?
How many children do you have?
Tono.
Right.
All right. He held his fingers up, so he has three kids. That's what Tono means.
Can you count that out for me?
No, I'm guessing.
Tono.
Jesus Christ! All of that means three? That's a complex language. All right, now, the doctor, or whatever, is working with this guy to help improve his English.
What
number is this?
Tono.
Oh, God.
Right?
All right,
okay.
Now let's count it out.
One, two, three, four.
Nice.
Not bad.
Well, since you did four so well, let's go for broke. Let's go up to 20.
Do you think he's going to be able to get to 20?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Not bad.
7, uh-huh. 8, 9, 10.
Good.
11, 12, 13,
Tono. Chong, chong, tono.
10, tono.
Fail. He might not count well, but that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve love, and I think I've found the perfect match for him. Wow, they're really hitting it off. And that, my friends, is what Heavy Bertation Thursday is all about.
Heavy Bertation, I don't know what to say. Heavy Bertation, Shabba Shabba Shiki Shen. Heavy Bertation, I don't know what to say. It's Heavy Bertation Thursday!
Alright, I'm retarded.
I'm retarded.
Yes.
I'm retarded.
And you're black.
I'm retarded.
Two strikes.
I'm retarded.
What the hell I'm talking about. All right, moving on. Before we get into the news today, I've got a piece of audio that's been hanging around on my computer. It's old. I don't know why I never played this. I just found it recently when I was switching computers. I don't know who sent this to me. I'm pretty sure I haven't played it, but this is from an old educational film for parents outlining the signs of molestation. So if you think your child may have been touched inappropriately, here are some of the warning signs you should look out for.
So when we see a rapid change, we see a change where somebody is withdrawn. That can be a red flag.
Now, based on that little nugget alone, I'm convinced I have been molested. I can't think of a more socially withdrawn person in the world than me. I've probably been raped 4 or 5 times.
Fire setting is a very common red flag.
Okay, I'm not into that.
Lots of times, spreading feces is a cry for help.
It's so weird that that's a common thing. Like, you know, if a child has been molested, it's not uncommon to see them playing with their own feces. Why? Why?
Fire setting is a very common red flag. Lots of times, spreading feces is a cry for help.
It sounds like they're describing serial killers as well.
So if any child is spreading...
You know what I mean? Like, you know, before kids actually start killing humans, they, you know, decapitate bunnies, play with their feces, set fire to shit.
So if any child is spraying the feces, we want to investigate that. That is not something typically kids will do.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Bedwetting is a common symptom of sexual abuse. Huh. Bedwetting, fire setting, clinging. Don't children do these things anyways?
Yes.
What we do to sort this out is we look at quite a long laundry list of symptoms.
What we do is we take a child and molest them and see what happens, see what he does. That's how we learn about these things.
Depression.
Look, you can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs.
Masturbation. Inserting objects into their rectum.
Wait a second, I'm interested in this.
Masturbation. Masturbation. Inserting objects into their rectum. Talking about
very
sex.
Pretty rectum.
Showing age-inappropriate knowledge about sex.
So pretty much every guest on the Maury Show has been molested.
When kids are little, if they're very small, if they're a toddler, they can't run away. So we can't see it yet there. However, for a toddler, what they may do is they may freeze up. So it's very common for a toddler to recognize something's wrong. They can't speak.
Whatever.
They can't pick up the phone, call the police. They can't tell their therapist. What they can do is shake and get stiff. That is a sign of concern.
See, now I just thought that was a sign of foreplay.
That's a good one where we...
Shaking or freezing.
That's a good one where we can track it. Because if they are stiff like that as an infant or toddler, then when they grow up, they're bound to walk around stiff. Years ago...
Or spreading around their feces. You just never know. So what this guy is saying is, if you ever see someone who is walking stiffly, there's a good chance he's been popped in the pooper.
Years ago in our American politics, we had a lot of fun with Al Gore's stiffness. He made a joke of himself.
He's saying Al Gore was molested.
He was running for president, about he was standing there stiff and said,
my asshole is like a lockbox.
Want to see me do the Macarena? Want to see me do it again? And it was a joke about how stiff people thought he was. When people walk around stiff as adults, that's an indicator that maybe they were sexually molested.
Especially if they walk around stiff with a little bit of feces on their face. You know, something was up. All right, there you go. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. You can download all 1,200 or 1,300 or 1,400, whatever. However many shows we've done, you can download them all. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video cast. Thursday was an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an extended program. Then, of course, this past weekend I did an exclusive show, so you can grab all that stuff if you sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from, let's say, the UK. No, Chile. God damn it. Most film enthusiasts would be satisfied with a signed photograph to remind them of their favorite screen idol. But Julia Roberts, devotee, oh Christ, Melahinko Parsarasis Bokovic, has opted for something a little more personal to prove his love for the Pretty Woman star. The newspaper vendor from Chile has spent the last 10 years in about 1,300 pounds, which, doing some quick translation, currency, boop-beep-bop-boop, is like $4,000, I think. Having 82 portraits of the actress tattooed on his torso and arms. And I gotta say, tattoos of people never look right. They look weird and creepy, and sure enough, having 82 of them on your body makes you look certifiably insane. And I've got a picture here of the guy I will make today's album artwork. Mr. Bukovic, or whatever, 56, started his collection after watching Ms. Roberts' Oscar-winning performance in the film Erin Brockovich. Although, I gotta say, my favorite performance from Julia Roberts is from a little movie called Closer. A scene in particular where Julia Roberts' character confesses to her husband that she's been cheating on him, and he wants to know all of the details. Let's listen.
Yes, I came.
How many times?
Twice.
How?
First he went down on me, and then we fucked.
Who was where?
I was on top, and then he fucked me from behind.
And that's when you came the second time.
Why is the sex so important?
Because I'm a fucking caveman! Did you touch yourself while he fucked you?
Yes.
You wank for him?
Sometimes.
And he does?
We do everything that people who have sex do.
You enjoy sucking him off?
Yes.
You like his cock?
I love it.
You like him coming in your face?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like you, but sweeter.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.
Oh, Julia.
Now fuck off and die. You fucked up slag.
That's America's sweetheart right there. All right, back to... I'm sorry. Back to the story here. Mr. Bukovic said he plans to get more tattoos of the star on his chest, back, and arms as long as there is space and he has the money. So, there you go. That's what's happening today. Major news. It's about some dude getting a Julia Roberts tattoo. All right. Second story we have for you today. Almost as stupid. Maybe a little stupider. A circus dwarf and a man with the stretchiest skin in the world have been banned from appearing at an Oxford University college ball. Why? It seems vertically challenged Demon Dan's ability to drag a vacuum cleaner using only his penis cuts no mustard with the dean of St. Peter's College. Neither does Gary Stretch's talent. It's crazy that his last name is Stretch. Could you imagine growing up with that last name? And then, turns out you make a career out of your stretchy skin. It's amazing. I wonder if it was pre-planned. You know what I mean? Like, growing up, he just kept stretching his skin. Because, you know, that's what he's supposed to do. That's his last name, after all. I'm stupid. All right, here we go. Neither does Gary stretch his talent for pulling a flap of his own neck skin over his mouth. Talent. Ball organizers had considered the pair from the Circus of Horrors touring company to perform at their 75-pound-a-ticket bash on May 7th, but college masters have censored the event. The decision angered Demon Dan, otherwise known as Daniel Blackner, who said, "I have a brilliant resume featuring as an Ewok in a Star Wars film and various Muppet movies as a flying teddy bear." Circus of Horrors. See what I mean by this being a stupider news story? Circus of Horrors has been touring for 15 years and warns that its gothic-style horror shows are not for sissies or those of a nervous disposition. Its creator, known only as Dr. Hayes, said, "It's ridiculous for the dean to try and decide what people should or should not see." A university spokesman said the Circus of Horrors was considered but deemed unsuitable for the ball. So, there you go. And finally today, another very short news story. This one, though, just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah, that's right. A 40-year-old patient failed a drug test at a pain management clinic. All right, that sounds normal and not newsworthy. Apparently this went down Thursday and is now facing marijuana possession charges. Because deputies say when he failed the test, he tried to bribe the clinic to keep him out of trouble. How did he bribe the clinic? Well, the county sheriff's deputy said Jeffrey Hodick is facing charges of possession of marijuana with the intent to sell after the pain management clinic called authorities. Hodick was told that the clinic he tested positive for cocaine and had failed the drug test. According to statements, he then asked the female medical assistant if she smoked and promptly pulled out 5 bags, each with a small amount of marijuana. He's bribing the drug testing place with drugs? Deputy sees the bag of marijuana. along with two marijuana cigarettes. Hodick, who resides in Deltona, was booked in the county jail in Daytona Beach on $1,000 bond. So there you go. That's what's happening in the world. You know, aside from earthquakes, tsunamis, and nuclear meltdowns. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
He wants it. He needs it. He wants it.
Seen one peg and seen a mile.
Oh, yeah,
what up, Timmy Boo? Do Behave out in Cali. Just remember the first time you ever played Twisted G, also known as Gangsta Fag, on your show. Mm-hmm. He has a line that says, the dude rolled by in a really funky Benz, and then you thought he said, I knew right away this motherfucker had AIDS. I wish he said that.
Oh,
I really?
Really
do, but
I always thought it was the... I still think it's the AIDS thing.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida. I've got two things for you. The first one is, I never got that video that you took of your mother. I forget exactly what it was. The last video I have is Vulva, and the one before that is Kiss or some bullshit like that. So if you could kind of let me know how I could get that video, or if any of the other freaks...
Just log into the Super Freak Sideshow. There's a tab called Videos, and there's a... I think it's called One Mom is the name of the video. It's my mom watching One Girl, One Cup.
Tim! It's Sweet Rectum. How you doing?
Very
oh, my rectum. God. Never in my wildest dreams did I think you would be reporting on the story that took place not only in my hometown, but in my home neighborhood. Mm. Oh, my God. The story was the one about the teacher that helped the student learn how the right way to slit her wrist.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. It's like a fucking couple miles from my house, man. I could not believe that. And when I saw it on the news, I never thought it would be something that you would want to report on.
Yeah, funny. I mean, it's a very, very distorted view world we live in.
Yes, Tim, I want you to listen real closely.
No. I'm listening. Anything.
That is the sound of the maintenance people cleaning up the glass I just got broken into.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just moved into this place 2 days ago.
You moved into a great neighborhood.
It's a great day in the most fucked up state.
Oh.
Let me say it again. Florida!
Alright, well, I'm sorry for your luck.
This is Bill, your favorite freak cartoonist.
Oh, Bill.
Glad to hear everything's going well with the shirts and merch and stuff.
Yes.
Glad to hear
to
everybody's digging it and selling well.
I promised that I would send Bill some stuff, and I haven't gotten around to that yet. Well, you know, paying members come first. For paying customers.
I did want to call in because on the Tuesday show, on the 22nd, you were saying that you thought you read a story before already. You read it 11 days ago. If you look on the...
I thought he was going to say, I read it 11 times. Oops, I'm sorry, Bill. Where's that?
If you look on the 2... What is it? The 211...
I believe you.
...show from just a little over a week ago, about a week and a half ago, you'll see Diaper Fetish Nanny. So, yes.
Yeah.
Not only do you have a terrible memory, but you have an atrocious memory because you can't even remember what you did a week and a half ago. Just wanted to call to tear you down a little bit and, you know, let you know that you're a retard.
It's a very valid point.
Yes! Tim, CB Gruner, Chris from Florida.
Uh-huh.
I want to find the show where you came out. To all your listeners.
What are you talking about?
You can help me. I'm going through the archives. I can't.
Straight as an arrow.
What saint is that?
Satan outed me. I don't remember. Look in the Freakypedia, the word Satan calls me a big cock smoking homo.
Do you, Timmy Boo? I got a 15 second call here. I just have to agree with you, dude. 10 minutes, they suck balls. Chocolate, awesome. Mint flavors, awesome. Together, shitty.
Yeah.
Just shitty.
Someone tried to trick me into eating a Girl Scout Thin Mint yesterday. I was not. At first, I thought it was a one of those peanut butter tagalongs. Even though like Thin Mints are way thinner, I don't know why I thought.
I don't know. Do the end of the pen.
But I got one. I sniff everything I eat. I don't know if you guys do this, but apparently it's very rude to do in restaurants. But I do it anyways. I have this thing where I have to sniff everything before I eat it. Even drinks and stuff. I mean, if it's like soda or something, I don't have to. Or if it's a burger. You know, if it's something I've never had before, I smell before I eat. I don't think it's that outrageous. But someone pointed out to me that it's very rude to do that. But, All right, where are we at here? Caller, yes. Go for it.
Hey, Tim. Thank you. I'm your spider here. Hey, I just have a quick question. I'm trying to get my hands on some, like, IV equipment. Like, you know, some blood bags, IV needles and shit like that. And some tubing. Once I do that, would you...
I'm going to stop you right there, because whatever it is you're going to say, yes, I want to see it.
Okay. To, like, make a video for you and
yes,
send it back?
That's what he wants.
Or send it to you?
Of course, of course. IV equipment tubing? Yes, I want to see that.
Hey, Tim, I like your new theme song. You're right.
Thank
people
you.
Don't like change, though.
Fucker.
I downloaded the latest version of iTunes, and it fucking sucks, dude.
Really?
I used to, like, be able to get to your sideshow easy, and now I got to do all this extra hoop jumping.
Oh,
fucking bullshit.
Fucking thing sucks.
Lifetime Sideshow Freak Red Menace here.
Red
I'm just
Menace.
Calling because I noticed that everybody says, oh, you know, I'm a... blah, blah, blah. Well,
what?
I want you to know that I am a disloyal Sideshow member. I have been cheating on you with other podcasts for the last 3 years.
You bitch.
But I love you.
Oh.
You're
okay.
Not the only one, but you're certainly the best.
Look, I know there's no way ladies could ever be satisfied with me. But as long as they're having a good time, if you got to get your kicks from someone else, that's fine, too.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near dead from Seattle.
Oh, okay.
And I just got to ask, where did you find that R&B love song to Jesus, man? That is so funny.
I
have to get a copy of that.
Let me know which date that appeared on, which show, and I'll try to track it down for you.
Also, I heard a caller the other day say that you should throw in the old intro every now and then, and I totally agree. I mean, that when the old intro kind of like gallops in like that, it just like makes me feel excited inside, and
yes.
I just miss it. So, anyway, keep up the good work.
Maybe I'll bring it back. I don't know. Who knows?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I just started listening to your show, and... grossed me out a couple times, but other than that, man, fucking hell of a show. Anyways, I thought I'd call in.
I don't gross you out. I haven't done my job. Ding.
Everybody know my toilet habits.
Nice.
Usually I sit down. I mean, I stand up when I wipe. If I'm at somebody else's house and I have to wipe with, like, paper. So when I'm in my house, what I like doing is usually I'll sit down and I have a little, like, a bidet, kind of, but it's like a handheld one, and I'll just, like,
oh.
Bidet my ass, and what it does
are you
is
gay?
Like,
this sounds like a gay thing.
Shit, really good. And sometimes
I
like,
saw
you know,
some product. It's like a home water hose enema type kit that you hook up to your bathtub, like when you're taking a shower, and guys can just basically just you know, clean out your asshole like that.
Like sometimes when you can't like take a shit out, and it's like stuck in there, and you can't really push it out, it'll like help me squeeze out the last piece of shit, and it'll clean my ass really good. So then after I do that, I'll stand up and I'll take some toilet paper and I'll just, like, dry my ass and clean the little parts that the bidet didn't get.
Go through the whole
and
process.
Then I just flush the toilet and then I walk away and my asshole feels, like, 10 times lighter and it feels refreshingly clean.
Where do I get one of these handheld bidets? Someone either send me a link or, better yet, just gift it to me. Send it to my P.O. Box. People
hey,
at the
Jim.
Post office have no idea what the hell's going on. I went there the other day to send a huge shipment of Distorted View stuff, and that fucking tranny logo always gets attention. And then, you know, I'm going to get bidet shit in the mail.
Tim, you're not the only one who dislikes Thin Mints. I think they're nasty. And
yeah,
you're right, tagalongs are the...
My cookies
probably
just...
Probably the second best. The best are Samoas.
Yeah, Samoa. I used to have a problem with coconut, too. But now I like coconut, and I think they're on par with the Tagalongs, which I received both of those. I bought some cookies from the Girl Scouts. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
It tastes like you, but sweeter.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I leave you now with a little song, a tribute to our Japanese friends. In loving tribute. It's Radio Tokyo. You know, I do it every week. It's nothing really special at all. But, you know, I thought, you know, Japan, Tokyo. It just makes sense today, doesn't it? Okay, I'll shut up. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Call it radio.